This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Before the break.
All right, go ahead. Do the Sean Connery.
Are you ready?
You just say, hi, I'm Sean Connery. I'm coming across this table at you.
Okay, ready?
Right, go ahead.
Well, I love the Rock School radio show that you do here, Joe Burns.
All right, not bad.
It's very satisfactory.
Satisfactory, is it? All right.
Class is in.
New Year! We all have 1 year to live. It is 2011, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Mayan calendar, we all die in 2012.
What?
So
what?
That's right. According to the Mayan calendar, we all die in 2012.
Well, I bought a calendar from the KCs. I didn't get a Mayan calendar.
Didn't you? Well, according to the Mayans, we all die in 2012. Didn't you see the movie with John Cusack? Los Angeles just collapses right into the sea, so you got 1 year left. You don't have it?
I got it on DVD.
Okay, well, take a look at it, because it all ends in 2012, so this is going to be one heck of a year. In fact, my wife and I have already purchased our summer vacation. It's going to be a cruise, so we're not letting this year go by lightly.
We're going down with a
bang. Ladies and gentlemen. How was your new year?
Oh, God.
I'm sore. Oh, that's right.
What's this muscle right here? I don't even know what it's called, but it hurts.
Yeah, because you decided you're going to get into shape this year.
Yeah, I joined a gym. The guy was so friendly before I signed on the dotted line.
Sure was,
wasn't he? I went yesterday for my first one, and he got mean.
Yeah, then it became the Biggest Loser, didn't it?
Oh, man.
Started screaming at you, did he?
Ooh.
Ugly. Well, welcome to Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor right here in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. The young black and blue man over there is...
I'm Chad P., pursuing a master's degree.
Good for you, yeah. It'll be one more semester, and then you actually have to take another class from... me.
Yeah, that's not going to be awkward at all.
Yeah, not at all. So, we don't know each other, but
nope.
Yes, Professor. Now, we have done this before, and I like it, so we're going to do it again. This is the first show of 2011, which means if you go back 10 years, we have an anniversary.
From 2001.
Right. You go back 20 years, 1991.
Yep.
You go back 30 years, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to hear this all the way through 2011, that this is the anniversary of what have you, and this is the anniversary of what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to take down, once again, that giant rock and roll encyclopedia that I have, and the one that I have from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and decide to... what is the, you know, anniversary every 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually able to go back 60 years.
Wow.
This time, because I could go all the way back to 1951,
mm-hmm.
which would be the 60th anniversary.
That's right.
So we're going to do that for this show and the second show of the year.
Excellent.
I like to start off the year with the anniversaries in music. So in 1951, I saw four elements that I thought were really worth mentioning.
Earth, wind, fire, and water?
Yeah. That's very clever.
Thank you. Very nice.
In July, Alan Freed starts his Moondog Rock and Roll Party on WJW 850 in Cleveland.
Oh, 51?
That's 1951 that happened.
Okay.
In April, John Lee Hooker began recording at Chess Records in Chicago, and Boogie moves from piano to guitar. In March, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats record Rocket 88 at Sun Studio, and many people believe the first rock and roll record is recorded.
I don't. I do.
But a lot of people do.
I say Rocket 88.
And this one, B.B. King decides, I no longer want to be a DJ at WDIA, and goes off to Sun Studio and records the B.B. Blues. And B.B. King decides to become a recording act. Doesn't even have Lucille yet. But the first B.B. King record is recorded. Here's B.B. Blues from 1951 as we do the anniversaries, Rock School. It's a new year, and we are moving along. Do you realize how close we are to our 200th show?
Pretty close.
Yeah, we are within a few shows. I mean, within probably six of our 200th show. I was just looking at the numbers the other day, and we're going to celebrate our fourth year, unless one of us curses during this show and we get kicked off the air. Let's not do that. Moving along to 1961. Everything in this year will be the 50th anniversary this year, 2001. Here's some historical things that happened in 1961. Kennedy becomes the 35th president of the United States. We shoot a chimp into space. Remember that?
Yep.
Any idea what the name of the chimp was?
Mr. Bigglesworth.
How about Ham?
Ham.
Ham, which kind of makes it sound like they wanted to eat him if it didn't work. You know, can somebody cook a chimp? Fidel Castro announces the Bay of Pigs invasion has been defeated. And Alan Shepard becomes the first American in space aboard the Mercury Redstone 3. You know what Alan Shepard's nickname was?
No.
Ham.
No,
is that amazing?
Not.
No, I just made that up. Okay. Now, let's talk about some music stuff that occurred in 1961. On February 4th, 1961.
It's my birthday.
There you are. Well, you were weren't even a twinkle in anyone's eyes at this point in time. But the Shirelles' Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow goes number one for Jerry Goffin and Carole King, and the Brill Building becomes known. Now, what's the Brill Building? Are you familiar with it?
Mm-mm.
The Brill Building was so named because on the first floor of this large building was a clothing store called Brill Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, they called it the Brill Building. However, the remaining floors above it was this setup of room after room of music writers. It was a machine. You came in every day and you just basically turned out music. That was the purpose of it. Don Kirshner, as in Don Kirshner's rock concert, mm-hmm. was one of the heads of this thing. And these people came in and just sat in a room and turned out hits. Steely Dan for a while worked in the Brill Building. And that was the purpose of it. Ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom.
So you could come
turn out
in,
hits.
Come in, get a pair of trousers, a sweater, and a number one hit.
That's right. That was the purpose of it. And for a while in the 50s and 60s, mainly 60s, the Brill Building was a machine, number one after number one. And I'm going to do a show this year on the Brill Building. And when you hear the names and you hear the number ones that came out of it, it's almost insane. It was just a assembly line of hits. Mm. And this was the first one to come out of it. The Shirelles. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? We'll find out tomorrow. Rock School.
Tonight you're mine.
This is Rock School as we talk about the anniversaries that are going to be celebrated in 2011. The Shirelles come out with the first number one out of the Brill Building. On February 9th, the Beatles perform for the first time at the Cavern Club. Then in April, the Beatles begin a run at the Hamburg, Germany Top 10 Club. Now, you've played in bands, right?
Yep.
How many nights in a row have you ever played in your band in
Four.
One shot?
Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
How tired were you at the end of the fourth night?
Tired.
Ready to hit the hay, huh?
Yes.
The Beatles played, dig this, 92 consecutive nights at the Top 10 Club. 92, ladies and gentlemen.
Gah.
Yeah. They were also introduced while they were in Hamburg, Germany, to speed. Amphetamines uppers, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
what
I would
kept
think
them
you
going.
Need something, you know?
Yeah, 92 consecutive nights. It's where they say they cut their teeth, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and probably other parts of their body. I don't know how your fingers would keep going. After a while, Ron Wood says towards the end of Stones, mm-hmm. you know, tours, mm-hmm. he puts super glue on the tips of his fingers.
Wow.
Because, you know, the strings cut in.
Yeah.
You can imagine what these guys were doing. I mean, they were hepped up, but 92 consecutive nights, are you kidding me? And the one we're going to play, on April 5th in 1961, Bob Dylan plays his first paid gig ever at New York City's Loeb Music Center. And then in May, apparently he's such a hit, and then in May, Dylan has a two-week stay at Gertie's Folk City, opening for none other than John Lee Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in 1961, April and May of that year, that the world is introduced to the next voice of a generation. His first gig, Loeb Music Center, and then his first opening gig, April and May. It's this year, the 50th anniversary, 2011. And this is one of the songs you probably would have heard him play, Highway 51 Blues. Here's Dylan, Rock School.
Highway 51 runs right by my baby's door. Highway 51 runs right by my baby's door.
Rock School for a brand new year. How do you say it? 2011? 2011.
Yeah.
That seems to be the cleanest way to do it. So 2011.
What did you say 2011?
Yeah, well, that's
who
one way of
that?
Doing it.
Happy 1999.
I do. No, I'm going to say it that way just to upset you from this point on.
You can't upset me.
Happy 2011, ladies and gentlemen.
Me.
Yes, it does.
One of my resolutions is to not let you get to me.
Oh, you should not have told me that.
You can't do it, I'm telling you.
On October 3rd of this, the 50th anniversary of 1961, the Pendletons decide their name does not fit their new surf sound. They change their name to the Beach Boys.
Really?
Come out with their first big hit, the Pendletons. Can you believe that?
Pendletons.
That doesn't fit, does it? It's like a big, hulking, huge man called Aloysius. Just doesn't fit. October 18th, West Side Story is released as a film. And by the way, piece of trivia about West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody talks about the Billboard Top 200,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, Dark Side of the Moon always comes up because it was on it the longest. Piece of trivia. What album sat atop the Billboard 200 chart the longest? Oh, it's got to be a rock album. It's got to be some phenomenal rock. West Side Story. The soundtrack to West Side Story sat atop it.
Why did you ask me a trivia question? You give me a chance to answer.
I should have probably said piece of trivia. That's right. Did I offend you there? Did I upset you a little bit there?
No.
I'm going to wear at you, pal.
No, you're not.
I'm coming at you.
You can't do it.
October 22nd, Chubby Checker performs The Twist for the first time on Ed Sullivan.
I remember
sensation.
How to do it.
That's right. Crush out two cigarettes.
Crush out two cigarettes and dry you back off with a towel.
That's right. And the one we're going to play to get us to our first break, in August of 1961... How many of you love the Stax sound? Pack Axton, Jerry Lee, Smoochy Smith, Don Nick, Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, Terry Johnson all make up this new backing band and form the Stax sound. What, Smoochy Smith? That's the one that bugged
Pack
you?
Pack Axton.
That's right. They will later meet up with a young organist by the name of Booker T and form the MGs.
Mm-hmm.
But before Booker T, these guys formed a band of brothers that created the Stax sound. And it was something that everybody wanted to emulate. And it sounded a little like this. Here's Linda Lindell with the original of What a Man. Now, you probably know it because it was turned into sort of a rap song in the 1980s. But this is the original, What a Man, Linda Lindell from 1968 with the beautiful Stax sound. Rock School.
I get love in love.
What a man, what a man, what a man.
Thanks for, by the way, going and looking that up for me. Now, who were the two female groups that did the remake?
It was Salt and Peppa and En Vogue.
Yeah, never go on the air without knowing the piece of information because I'm saying things and saying things and my brain is going through that giant, you know, set of files and the little man with the green hat on turned around, looked at me and shrugged. I don't know. Sorry, Joe.
You're sitting there like, wait, hold on. It's cooking. Hold on. Here it comes.
The little bucket came up from the well. empty. Sorry, don't have that for you. But yeah, that's the song they used to basically sample it out and do
all
that,
right.
Which was a big hit for them as well. And
yeah,
I'm sure Linda made a little bit of money off of that. When we come back, we're moving on to the year 1971, which is the 40th anniversary here from 2011. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, celebrating their 2011th anniversary.
Is that amazing?
They were founded in the year one.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The earth was just basically created underneath
that. That's right.
Unbelievable. Facebook is where you'll find us, and we do something every week. We post up what the show is going to be, when the podcast is available, and then we do little bits of trivia, and people are nailing it. Sometimes I won't get the second piece of trivia written before somebody nails the first piece of trivia, which is bothersome to me. I need to make the pieces of trivia more difficult. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, back from the break. We are dealing with anniversaries here on Rock School. Welcome to 1971. Everything that happened during this date is the 40th anniversary here in 2011.
How old were you in 1971?
1971. I was born in 64, so
seven.
That would make me...
Well, seven.
Yeah, seven. Some things that happened in 71. Evel Knievel sets a world record by jumping 19 cars on
19
a motorcycle.
Cars.
Of course, he wasn't just running real fast and jumped over.
Well, I know that.
Ed Sullivan airs its final episode. And the Attica prison riots, of course, that year as well. Now some music stuff. David Bowie comes to the United States for the first time, but because of his visa, he can't perform. They had some restrictions on him. So he simply makes his way through L.A. wearing dresses everywhere he goes. He was a weird dude, man. He was really a weird dude. On March 1st, a bomb explodes in the men's room at the United States Capitol. The Weather Underground claims responsibility. What does that have to do with music? The Weather Underground took its name from the Bob Dylan song Subterranean Homesick Blues. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Right. That's why I put that one on there. And the one I want to play, March 12th and 13th, the Allman Brothers play their legendary concert at the Fillmore East. And this is one of the songs that got captured. Done Somebody Wrong. Here's the Allman Brothers. Rock School. All right, bottom of the hour. Let's take a quick break at looking at anniversaries and find out what happened during this here week,
right,
which would be the first week, full week, here in 2011. Monday, January 3rd through Sunday, January 9th. What's the matter with you?
Is it me, or does this segment kind of lose its edge on this first show?
I know. Because
let's take a break from anniversaries and look at more anniversaries.
Yeah, I know. It really is kind of weird, but... let's just pretend we're not doing anniversaries and run this through. Chad, you got Monday?
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Here
Roll
we go.
Everybody try and keep this straight in your head. Go.
Monday, January 3rd in 2011, but 1926, that was 85 years ago, famed Beatles producer George Martin was born in London.
The only guy that can really carry the fifth Beatle moniker.
Absolutely.
Tuesday, January 4th, 2001, 10 years ago, Vanilla Ice spends the night in the slammer following domestic abuse charges brought by his wife.
You can't domestically abuse.
No, don't do that.
January the 5th, 35 years ago in 1976, here's another Beatles character. Their roadie, bodyguard, and friend Mal Evans was shot to death by police at his apartment in L.A.
That's a bad story. Look that up on the internet if you want the whole backstory on him. Thursday, January 6th, 1946, Pink Floyd founding member Syd Barrett, born in Cambridge, England. Another sad story.
Friday, January the 7th, only 5 years ago in 2006, wedding bells were heard in West Costa Rica as pop singer Pink and motocross sensation Corey Hart were married.
Which then ended up in divorce and a nice video. Saturday, January 8th, 1991, Def Leppard co-lead guitarist Steve Clark dies of an accidental drug overdose. I thought he drank himself to death.
What does it
matter?
Was
it a drug overdose?
You guitarists are all the same.
Yeah, What am I looking at my own death here fairly soon? That's true. Well, 2012, we're all going down.
That's right.
Sunday, January 9th, 1941, folk singer Joan Baez is born in Staten Island, New York. Okay, back to the anniversaries. We're dealing with 1971, 40-year anniversary here in 2011. This is a good one. June 26th, WNEW Radio New York gets a hold of the album, pulls it out of the sleeve, pops it on, puts the needle down, and Don McLean's American Pie gets its first radio airplay ever.
Awesome.
Period. Rock school.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toll over the line, one toll, one toll over the line.
This is Rock School as we move through the year 1971.
Gotta watch playing all that crazy music on here. The leader of this radio station liable to pull that song.
Oh, you think that's true? You think he'll do that?
Never know.
That's right.
Turned over a new leaf here in 2011.
Oh, that's right. You've made new resolutions like I'll never get to you.
You won't.
Any other resolutions?
Oh, I got a bunch of resolutions.
Such as?
Well, for the show, I'd like to see more impressions done on the show.
By me?
No, me. I do a lot of impressions. I do all kind of impressions.
All right.
You want to hear one?
No, but go ahead.
All right. You know Sean Penn?
Sean Penn.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chad Pierce doing Sean Penn.
Okay, ready?
Do it.
Hi, I'm Sean Penn.
Oh, it's like I'm looking into a movie
good,
theater.
Huh?
Do you have another one?
Let's see. Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. This is before or after the cancer scare?
Before.
Before. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chad Pierce, as if I didn't know where this was going. Go ahead.
Come and see my new movie.
Wow.
I'm Michael Douglas.
Wow. It sounded a touch like Sean Penn, but I could still hear it in
there.
Well,
you have to listen.
I was going to say, the Catherine Zeta thing, you know, I think changed his voice just a little bit.
You know, I've been working on it for a long time.
I can tell. Mm-hmm. Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Do you do any impressions up there? Do they sound like Chad Pierce? How about you?
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Hola, I'm Sean Penn. See?
Wow.
Look at that. I can even do it in another language.
That's amazing. It really is. In July of this year, watch the news. When we get back, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to see on the news, because this was a big music anniversary. In July, you're going to see it. Back in a moment. Rock School. All right, during the off-air portion of the break, he actually did a imitation. So
I did two imitations before the break.
All right, go ahead. Do the Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, you ready?
If you just say, hi, I'm Sean Connery, I'm coming across this table at you.
Okay, ready?
All right, go ahead.
Well, I love the Rock School radio show that you do here, Joe Burns.
All right, not bad.
It's very satisfactory.
Satisfactory, is it? All right. Now, I said before the break, watch your TVs come July, because you're going to see this show up on the news all day, specifically July the 3rd. Jim Morrison, leader of the Doors, was found dead 1971 in his bathtub in Paris, France. Guarantee that's going to be all over the news.
Oh, yes.
July the 3rd.
A bunch of people are going to make reference to it. Absolutely.
Love me two times.
Twice.
Doors, Rock School. There's Jim Morrison out front of the Doors. I guarantee you, July 3rd of this year, you're going to see Jim Morrison all over the place, especially since, I think his name is Chris, the guy down in Florida that has pardoned Jim Morrison. He did it in 2010.
Really?
Yeah, he pardoned Jim Morrison, who supposedly revealed himself during a concert down there. I don't think he actually did it, but because if he did, there would probably be pictures of it. And I know the world didn't have cell phones back then, but the fact still remains that a Doors concert, there would have been all kinds of people with cameras, especially professional photographers. There would have been a shot of it. So, yeah, I think there would have been. Let me tell you a couple other things that happened in 1971. We'll wrap it up on this one. And when we get back, we'll do 1981, 1991, and 2001, easily wrapping that up next year. In August 1st, 1971, 40,000 people attend a New York City concert put on by George Harrison called the Concert for Bangladesh. Many people believe the first fundraising concert ever put on, and also a lot of people believe the sort of secondary coming out party for Eric Clapton, because he was just a real heroin addict at that point in time, and it was one of those where they sort of got him off the couch and brought him out. Now, he went back on the couch afterwards, but the fact still remains he was pulled back out for that concert.
Yeah.
October 2nd. Did you watch a lot of Soul Train growing up? Now, I know you had older brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I had an older brother and sister that watched it. I caught a couple of episodes every now and then with them.
Now, American Bandstand was kind of before us. I know it was going on, obviously, but sort of my generation and a little bit older, Soul Train is what you watched to learn how to dance. Soul Train was out of the Philadelphia area, and the kids out of Philadelphia sort of had the new dances. That's what you watched to see what was hip and cool and new out of Philadelphia. I think the group Shalimar was put together by people off of Soul Train.
Yeah.
I think Rerun was his name off of the show. I can't remember what the television show was. Hey, hey, hey was his sort of catchphrase that he would say.
Okay.
He's a real heavy set guy that could dance off the television show. He came from some Soul Train.
Okay.
This is all in a documentary that's on VH1 on Soul Train, and I guarantee you come October of this year, VH1 is going to start running that thing again and again and again because this is Soul Train's, you know, time around in 1971. It'll be the 40th anniversary of it. And the one we're going to end on, December 4th, the Montreux Casino burns to the ground during a Frank Zappa concert. Any idea why that's important?
No, not right off the top of my head.
The reason it's important is because it was very cold that day.
Okay.
And the smoke, instead of just dissipating northward, fell to the ground.
Ooh, I know it.
Laid
I know it.
Across the water.
Yes.
Go
and,
ahead.
And it inspired Deep Purple.
What's the song?
To write Smoke on the Water.
You got it. The whole thing started because of some idiot with like a bottle rocket or an M80, some kind of firework. Really. Shot this thing off during the Frank Zappa
Are
concert.
Are you serious?
And it burnt the place to the ground.
You mean a 50-cent firecracker
yes.
burnt down a multi-million-dollar building?
You got it. Now, nobody died, nobody was hurt, and the casino was rebuilt in 1975, but it was on December 4th, 1971, that happened.
I wonder if the idiot ever contacted Deep Purple. You know, that's because of me.
Yeah.
I'd be expecting my royalties.
And they said, sure, come on up, we'll give you a check. And then they beat him senseless and sent him off to jail.
So Guitarists unite, here's
that's
your
right.
riff.
It's so easy, you can play it with your thumb over the top of the neck, which is actually how Ritchie Blackmore used to play it in concert. It's so simple. Smoke on the Water. Now, we're going to come back next week with 81, 91, and 2001. We'll easily finish those three up. I'm Joe Burns.
Chad.
Class is dismissed. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.